This message is brought to you by the Capital One Venture X card. Venture X offers the premium benefits you expect, like a $300 annual Capital One travel credit for less than you expect. Elevate your earn with unlimited double miles on every purchase, bringing you one step closer to your next dream destination. Plus, enjoy access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. The Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
It's John and Lance.
Drunk and stabbed. That's a bad combination.
Yeah.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back on ESPN 975-713-780-3776 is the number. You want to hang out with us? Come on. 713-780-3776. Our Astros won yesterday. Okay, 5-3. Altuve. I saw somebody. Altuve was so tired of hitting into double plays, he decided to hit into a triple play. Yeah. He's sick of it. Sick of hitting into double plays. Hit it right at third. Boom. Turn.
It's hard. It's hard to hit into a triple play.
I mean, the dude was right on the bag.
Unless you have some kind of crazy play in the outfield where somebody makes an incredible play and you've got a hit and run on and both guys are running and, you know, you throw it in, back into the infield and you get them at second and then again at first. The ground ball triple play, you don't see it a whole lot. First of all, you're not in that situation that often. And then it just doesn't – it's hard to turn it. It's got to be pretty much perfect. You got to have a guy – and Jose Altuve can run. He can still run a little bit.
Yeah. That was I just hate to see, as great as he has been, it's really nice to see.
He
homered the other day. That was nice. And, you know, it just is hard to watch him, you know, deteriorate with age. And it happens for other times.
It is starting to feel like Altuve's, this is this downturn that we've been fearing.
I mean, it's for everybody.
Oh, no, it's going to get you. It's just how quickly do you fall off very, very quickly? Because baseball players a lot of times will fall off quickly. If the bat speed goes, you're cooked.
Yep.
Because they'll just start heating you up. And then, you know, and then with Jose Altuve, we know he'll get in a chase mode. So that's even.
Yep. That's apparently, we had 60 million viewers in North America, 60 million plus.
So I've done some research on this. It
for
was the
World
peak,
Cup final.
Well, the peak, well, that's if you include Spanish speaking. For English speaking,
but
that's the
those
average.
Those people are right. They count.
22 million on Spanish
you
speaking.
You willing to go out on that limb, John?
Yeah.
That those people count?
Those people count. They're people too. They're viewers too.
So Telemundo.
People who speak Spanish and watch
my
soccer
son,
are
count.
People, okay. Del.
I mean, man.
Well, my son speaks no Spanish, and he watches the Telemundo broadcast. And I'm like, you don't even speak Spanish. He goes,
it's better.
He always said, all ball knowers know that you should just watch Telemundo.
He's right on that one, actually.
Ball knowers don't know.
No, he's right.
Telemundo.
No, he's right. Actually, he's right on that one.
I watched it, too.
So I thought the Fox announcers they had were, you know, Darren Fletcher would get on my nerves with his 30 pro, American sports references just to show he was down on every broadcast.
Well, like, in the
this reminds me a lot of Drew Brees in the 2006
Owen Hargreaves,
Super Bowl.
His partner would drop some American sports knowledge as well. Yeah,
every once in a while he would too. And Darren, apparently Darren Fletcher, he loves American sports, but apparently he broadcasts the NFL games in the UK. So that's part of it. So here's the numbers, John. Fox announced Tuesday that the Spain-Argentina final drew average viewers 38.9 million. The peak was 51.6. Easily set the record as the most watched English language soccer telecast U.S. history. When you add Telemundo to the averages, it gets to 60 million. I wanted to see where that ranked. I wanted to put some context to it. If you look at Super Bowls, it's just not even close, right? Super Bowls are the biggest. Super Bowls, you can't even touch it. And I researched. I researched what has it been over the last 15 years, you know, when some of the cord cutting's been going on, but I wanted to catch non-cord cutting as well. And 25 Eagles Chiefs is the all-time record, 127.7 million. Now, I don't know that that's U.S. viewers. I'm not sure. We'll just call it U.S. viewers, but 127.7 million. Seahawks, Patriots in 26, 125.6 million. And the numbers are staggering. They're over 100 million easily. But then I said, what about Major League Baseball? The highest was 40 million, or the highest over the last 15 years was 2016, Cubs Indians, right? First, the Cubs curse is broken. 40 million viewers. Underneath that was Astros Dodgers Game 7 in 2017, 29.1. So you got a full 11 million viewers less in one full year. And then, yet that's the second highest. That's the second highest total over the last 15 years. So to give you context, 38 million was just below the Cubs Indians. And remember, this is Spain Argentina. This isn't the U.S. playing. It's Spain Argentina. NBA, not even close. It beat the Jordan. The World Cup beat the Jordan Last Dance game against the Bulls. 35.9 million. It's the most watched NBA game ever, and this year's World Cup beat it with English-speaking viewer, with just the Fox broadcast in the United States. Game 7 of Cavs-Warriors in 2016 hit 30.8 million. And I would argue that there were probably more watch parties going on for the World Cup than there were for a lot of these, because these are games you kind of watch in your house, NBA games a lot of times. Some people go to bars. World Cup had a ton of watch parties. Mm-hmm. College
which
football.
Which don't count.
Which don't count. I mean, you count for one. Or, I don't know, maybe they've got something where it counts a little bit more now, but it certainly didn't count. There's no way it counted all the people that I saw in the watch parties I was at.
No, the proliferation of sports bars has the numbers. The numbers aren't even close to what the real numbers
yeah.
are.
Yeah, college football. So the BCS, I said, what about BCS championship games? 2006, Texas USC was 35.6 million. Ohio State Oregon was 33.9 million. That's the inaugural college football playoff game. Ohio State and Oregon. Texas USC, that's before cord cutting, hit 35.6 million behind Spain, Argentina in the United States. This should be shocking to a lot of you. It's not shocking. It is shocking to me when I see it matched up like, okay, Texas USC, and there's a lot of people who aren't college football fans. But there's a lot of people who aren't soccer fans.
The Telemundo numbers, I mean,
I'm not using
why is this surprising to you?
I'm not using Telemundo. 38.9, John, in just the Fox broadcast. Telemundo's another 22 million. I'm not even using that.
I'm sure that even...
No. I'm not using that. Those are separate numbers.
But I'm sure that even people were watching Fox is easier to get to. I don't know.
I'm just telling you, 38 million, 38.9 is higher than Texas USC. It's higher than Jordan versus Utah when there was no cord cutting. Yeah. This should be a wake-up call to a lot of the just kickball, you just want to make fun of soccer. That's fine. You don't have to like it or all that stuff, but just understand that the World Cup, now, we'll see how I don't think it's going to do anything for the MLS. It never has, and I'm not sure it ever will. No. But the next World Cup is just going to be bigger. Provided the hours make sense.
Well, yeah, that's exactly it. Where is the next one?
It's in Spain and Morocco, so it's a 7-hour difference.
It's not even going to be close.
It's a 7-hour difference.
Yeah.
No. It'll still be. We'll have early. It'll just be like watching Premier League games. You'll watch it at 9 and 10 in the morning.
Yeah, but you're not going to get the numbers here
2 in the afternoon
at 9 in the morning that you got for Fox.
That's true. But you're going to have high. There's a lot of people now who are going to be watching, who didn't watch before because they really enjoyed it. And these numbers are just, staggering to me.
All right.
I had no idea.
We got a break. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776. Top of the hour here on ESPN 97.5. Maybe you need to break,
Tom? No, I combined. The opening of the second hour was a thing that brought us back.
Oh, we got a long time to go.
Yeah. We got a long time to go. I didn't know you combined.
Let me give you some more.
How do I know that?
When the open of the second hour begins.
No one hears your opens. No one knows.
You hear it. That's how you know this. It's time to come back for the show. Yeah, you were mumbling the open. You heard it. I know you heard it.
I didn't know that was the open.
You hear it every day.
I did not know that was our open.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, we're back here on ESPN.
Yeah, we're back.
97.5.
Like we never left.
We are back with ESPN. Would you consider Big Perk articulate?
Who?
Lance? Big Perk apparently. Big Perk does not love the Houston Rockets. I don't think there's any question about that. Is he mad because the Rockets never signed him?
I think most people. Well, you just never know. He does get in beefs with people. He holds some grudges, but I think the Houston Rockets, in a weird way, have gone from being one of everyone's favorite little teams 2 years ago to like, and how much of that do you think is on Kevin Durant?
He doesn't like him. ESPN basketball. They're talking about the Rockets on ESPN.
Why did people not love the Rockets like they did? Just they loved them in 2024. The 24-25 season, they don't love him anymore in 25-26.
Well, Kevin Durant's not lovable.
No, he's not. And I think a lot of that is Kevin Durant, but I think some of it is Alfred, too. I think people are getting fed up with...
I think Kevin Durant has gone after Big Perk, too, so...
Yes, and that's probably actually a big part of this.
Yeah.
Perk holds grudges.
Perk does.
Perk is a grudge holder.
Yeah, and he's Beaumont. I mean...
Yeah, he's Golden Triangle, baby.
Yeah, baby.
We got to rock with him because Kevin Durant will be out of here by trade deadline, so we got to...
Kevin Durant's going to be out of here by the trade...
What? Breaking. Breaking
news. Are you reporting that?
Breaking news. Sources are saying on the streets. Streets are saying Kevin Durant may be traded at some point. At some point during his Rockets
stay. Not going to get traded. If the Rockets turn into the Suns this year, where they really suck... then maybe Kevin Durant will be traded. Yeah, maybe.
It wouldn't shock me if Kevin Durant were traded as a Rocket.
Would it? It wouldn't?
During his stint as a Rocket? You think he's just going to play out his contract? If Kevin Durant doesn't like it here, he's going to push to get
Kevin
moved.
Durant likes it here. Let's not forget
Does
UT.
He?
Let's not forget that
his year at UT?
Ty. No, well, I mean, he's close.
He's close to what?
He's
you think
close
he goes
to Austin.
Down to 6th Street?
All
you
those think... people love that.
No, I don't. I think the guys who used to be there for 3 and 4 years loved it. Kevin Durant was there for a year. He couldn't probably tell you a single street other than 6th Street. And that's just because everyone knows. What else, Kevin? He goes, 5th Street? What else? 4th? No, this is cheating, Kevin. Give me a street that's not a number. I don't know.
That's what they, that's all there is.
I don't know. Mopac. Okay.
Yeah. University Kevin, so Drive? Mopac.
Yeah, University Drive, safe. It's usually a safe selection in any college city you go. Kevin Durant is not. I don't even see him do horns up anymore. If you're a real one like Roy Williams used to be, playing at University of Texas meant more than playing for the Lions. So you would do horns up after you scored touchdowns for the Lions.
Because you love.
I haven't seen him make 1 3 and throw his horns up. Have you?
No, because that would just mean it's a 2. He's got to, he's got to do the Cougs thing.
Doesn't matter if you're a real one.
F-U-T.
If you're a real one, then after every made basket, he needs to throw his horns up.
Yeah. When he takes and makes a contested 18-footer, he needs to go.
Hit him with the horns.
Never done it.
Never done it.
So all that love of Texas may be overstated. Although, you know, he is big in their NIL. He helped a women's basketball player with NIL. So he is still involved with the school. Despite your slander, Lance.
Yeah. Yeah, Lance.
Yeah, and he's basketball, so he had to, you know, go to class for 2 semesters.
What?
Yeah, because in football you have to get, in football your last semester, if you're going to go pro, you're like,
I'm pushing back on.
That he went to class?
Yeah.
That he went to any class.
I mean.
Okay. No. He went to no classes. Zero.
Nowadays, you should really hear some of the stories. It's really just, you're just in a pro league.
Tell what did Big Perk have to say?
I'm sorry, I was thinking of Kevin Durant's like school on Sunday.
Getting through.
No class. Whatever that joke is.
Yeah.
I thought it was Saturday, but okay.
Both of them work.
Yeah, either way.
Yeah, they work. No class.
School on a Saturday. No, I have to get to it
because the caption says Perk made us look bad, made the city of Houston look bad. So hey. I have to find it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. He does. He makes. Well, Ramona Shelburne. I mean, our Rockets are. I just don't know. Are they? They apparently are. They're non-contenders. What the Kevin Durant thing was supposed to make, right? What, how excited were we this last offseason with the acquisition? And now we look at it and go, you know, I know you're getting Fred back and you're going to get Steven Adams, but they really don't have a chance. Not against San Antonio and Oklahoma City.
I feel like they got a lot of problems, but if I'm allowed to say it. But if you start saying it, I'm going to get up. Not you. I mean, but if outsiders say it, I want to start getting a little like, yeah, well, F you. You don't know what you're talking about. One of those things where we can say it. We don't need you saying it. We better put some respect on the Rockets' name. I'll be the one who takes the respect off their
name.
Well,
I don't know. I think people look at it objectively outside of the city and go, we're nice. They'll probably be a five seed.
I think we're looking at it objectively. We think they have a lot of problems, but that's, you know. But
they last offseason, they were coming off a two seed.
Yeah.
And they added Kevin Durant, got rid of Jalen, got rid of Dylan Brooks, who apparently was a problem, but not really. He was actually a glue guy. And, you know, we were pretty damn excited about the prospect. No, man, nobody's got a chance against this team. Well, not really.
People can't seriously position them as a contender when you don't get out of the first round.
No.
You have to win a series before people start to talk about you seriously. Now, right. We know the context. KD was hurt, but the Lakers were without two of their stars for the bulk of that series. So you got to win a series. Why would anyone go, they're up next, when you have two young teams who everyone knows are real and you are still trying to figure out a way to get out of the first round? You got to win. So I think, yes, KD, not only did he up expectations, but his persona, the burner, that made the Rockets less likable. But also, people are not going to talk about you as glowingly if you don't win.
Especially the two teams that they played.
Yeah, he lost to an old Warriors team who won. We went through it.
They weren't a good Warriors
team. And then the Lakers, who were injured and got swept the next round.
The Rockets' two playoffs appearances under Ime, the teams that beat them combined to win one game in the next series.
Oh, my God. Underwhelming, to say the least. Now, of course, they took on Oklahoma City.
And let's not forget, Durant was hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, but still,
I'm just talking about the teams that they got beat by. Those teams weren't real either.
They had Luka and Austin Reeves hurt for a chunk of that series. You still couldn't win.
Yeah. It's not like you lost the real.
You gave away an easy win.
And you didn't lose the contenders. Not like you had a tough series against a real title contender. You lost the teams who were out easily in the next round.
Yeah. Easily. All right, let's break now and see. Give Dell a little time to.
Perk not complimentary.
No, well, it's Perk. So we'll play him on the other side. 713.
Oh, I just found out. Actually, KD is loved
by MVP Dream 34 certainly.
Yeah.
Oh, Dream Shake?
Yeah.
Loved. The biggest KD fan said, KD's legacy is done. He is loved. Focus on Şengün and Ahmed.
Well,
turn your attention to Jabari Reed. Those guys are the future.
Well, Chris,
don't look over here at KD. He's loved.
I've been told that just now.
I'm not sure by who, other than, he's like the Ronaldo. I always compare him to kind of the Ronaldo. He's the Ronaldo of LeBron is kind of the Ronaldo. Messi's kind of the Jordan. Although Messi and Argentina have really taken a hit.
No, the Q rating for them is gone. Yeah.
Took a big hit. You know, we love HRP. We love what HRP has been doing for us for years. HRP is a partner with us, and they'll partner with you too. As a matter of fact, I got a text this morning from one of the big guys over at HRP, listening to the show. They're partners. They're friends. They're partners. We talk to them all the time. They're involved in our business. They want to see if we don't succeed, they don't succeed. So they do everything they possibly can to make your business successful, to do what's best in your and here's the deal. These admin companies, they all sell their 401ks. They sell their insurance plans. These are their products. HRMP finds the best product for your business. They don't make money off it, but they know the business. They know the 401k game. They know the insurance game. They know the benefits packages, and they get the best one for your business. They don't sell them. They find the best one for you. Okay, and they get the one that fits you, not the one that they sell. There's a big difference there, big difference, because those people, those admin companies want to sell their product to you. It might not fit you, but they want to sell that product to you. HRMP finds the best for you, and then the HR and the payroll takes care of it. I mean, it's unbelievable, the technology and how good they are at everything. Look, you're looking for the best way to have a partner, making sure that they're worried about making sure that you get the best. HRMP. HRP.net. Let them come and look at your business absolutely free. HRP.net. Tell them you heard it right here.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Is that the open, Del? That's the open? No.
No, that's just a regular old rejoin.
A rejoin? That's a rejoin? All right. I've only been doing this show for 30 years. I still don't know what the
Yeah, that's
is.
Just a spin doctor.
It's one of Del's jams. It's a spin doctor.
Nah, it's been in the system a long time.
Yeah. Is he the one? Is that where John Popper, the big guy?
No.
The spin doctors had this song was their only song, really. John Popper is, what are they? What is his name? The big guy with the harmonica?
He was in Blues Traveler.
Blues Traveler, yeah. That's right. And then Wallflower. They're all kind of the same.
It's
kind of like Sweden, Switzerland.
Are you sure the Spin Doctors and Norway. Blues Traveler are the same?
Well, I mean, it's like Switzerland and Sweden are not the same. But to me and John.
Norway, Sweden.
Yeah, to me and John, they're kind of the same. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
That's all the same.
So Spin Doctors, Those Blues people. Traveler, they're kind of the same. They came out about the same time.
Yeah. Yep.
It's fine. I'll throw Wallflowers in there, too. They can be in there.
Goatsy says, R-O-F-E. Uh-oh. Modern day Laurel or Yanni?
I was debate. On. We got.
I
this.
Heard RR the first time listening, then RO when I rewound.
Okay,
it.
We got this. We See, got I this. Think 36 are... minutes ago, I was on y'all's side yesterday, but that ad that just played sure as hell sounded like RROF.
It's not RR. And also a correction: Blues Traveler came out in 1983. The Spin Doctors in 1998.
Well, but Blues they came out in 98, but Blues Traveler didn't hit it big until like in the early 90s.
Yeah, but
83, no one knew who they were. They were in garages.
Okay.
I didn't realize there was that. Even, I think Blues Traveler, their song came out, I think, 91 or 92, but I didn't realize there was that big a gap between them and Spin Doctors.
Yeah, so this thing, I guess.
Well, Switzerland and Sweden probably weren't, they didn't come out at the same time either.
I don't know why you want to
come. They didn't come out.
You're right.
They didn't come out until the 1500s.
There probably weren't countries at the same time either, but.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know what you're saying, yeah. But Brinkman, but the Brinkman roof thing apparently will go on, although it has always been R-O-O-F. It will continue to be R-O-O-F.
There's like a little slight stutter that I think gets people.
It
where
gets people.
It's a stall. He has a
There's
very
no
slight
stutter
stall.
In it.
It was a little slight
There's
stall.
No stutter.
Yeah, you stalled a
R-O-O-F.
Little bit.
R-O-O-F.
There it is.
R-O-O-F. He doesn't enunciate us.
I can't be more articulate.
Do it again.
Okay, so let's
do it
stop
again,
this.
Real quick. R-O-O-F.
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 See, I can see where people could think it's R-O-O-F.
As opposed
R-O-O-F.
To R-O-O-F. It's R-O-F.
R-O-O-F. Okay, that's where people are getting tricked.
Yeah.
Tricked with it.
Yeah.
Brinkman is getting such added value.
Oh,
we
my
love the
God.
People
Todd
at Brinkman.
Needs
Congratulations.
To bill him. Todd needs to bill him.
For those of you that weren't here, you don't know. Never mind.
John
do I say R-R-O-F or do I say R-O-O-F?
John was okay. accused of something that isn't R-O-O-O.
True. It turned into a long segment.
That's not true.
And multiple checks on air.
It's not true.
See, Tony says two Brinkman spots just played in the stream during that break, and the first one was R-R-O-F, I swear to God.
Tony who? Our Tony?
Yes, Concept Mayhem.
See, we looked at all of them.
I played all
they
of them.
All are the same.
They sound the same. It's R.
Those are the ones in the system.
Sorry, guys. I get it, but it isn't what you think it is.
Can we stop already?
I don't think we can.
Stop.
This is something that's going to stick with people.
I don't see Tony saying that.
He tweeted it only at me.
Oh. At you?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I'd like to move on, but this is kind of a big deal.
To who?
Well, to our
listeners. No, it's not a big deal. No, let's move on. Let's hear Big Perk. We said we were going to hear.
Does he what spell is Big Roof Perk right?
Think of our. That, now, you want to talk about
articulate. I listen to this. I don't think Big Perk is all that wrong. Let's listen.
Well, one, they didn't bring KD in and give up Dylan Brooks and Jalen Green just to be stuck in the middle. They brought KD in to bring Clutch City back and try to win a championship. And the only way that you could do that is by having chemistry and togetherness. I've been seeing a video that's been circulating around the internet of KD working out with Paolo Banchero, and I appreciate the mentorship, but that mentorship need to be going towards the guys that he's actually going to be on the floor with this upcoming season. I want to see videos of KD in the lab with Jabari Smith. I want to see videos of Sangoon and Kevin Durant working out. That's what I want to see. When the Rockets were started to be relevant again, we saw Fred VanVleet, the leader, be in the lab, and we saw Jalen Green working out with Fred VanVleet in the offseason before he was traded, right? But then also, in 2008, we don't win the championship if we don't take a trip to Rome for training camp. Mm. We were forced to be alone, to be with one another for 4 weeks because we had to, because there was nobody else there. We were forced to get to know one another. We were forced to have dinner with one another. And I always say this, when you're trying to win a championship, the teams that actually accomplish that goal, you learn more about that individual outside the lines. Hmm. If I know more about Malika Andrews, Ramona Shelburne, and Mark Spears outside the studio, guess what? When we come into the studio, our chemistry and our show is going to be better.
It, what made the Rocket... made the Rockets look bad. This is a KD shot. And the guy who sent it to us is KD's number one super fan. What did he say that was wrong? Did you hear something you thought was wrong?
Nothing.
I didn't hear anything that Perk said that was wrong there.
I mean, watching that video of him working out with Banchero, and, I mean, he is right. We did see, remember the Jalen went to Fred's house, and they were sprinting.
Fred's a great leader. There's no doubting Fred's mentorship and leadership was one of the things that helped them turn around very, very quickly.
We had images or video of Jabari and KD working out together last offseason.
We did.
Or did KD have workout and Jabari showed up without KD's invitation?
And KD's like, what are you doing here?
I guess.
And somebody took a picture real fast. Man, great to see
you. No, they're out there working on the same move. So we have seen this happen. I don't want to just
pretend. Was it in the offseason?
It was the previous offseason.
And then And then the leak came where he said he's halfway whatever. And
it's low-key.
Where he said low-key slow in the head. And I'll just say leave it at that. And now there's video of him working out with somebody else. Ta-da. So what Perkins said is true, though. I mean, the team...
Yeah, I would love to see him working with Jabari.
Yeah, I would too.
So this was
on a regular basis.
Making Paolo better.
We don't know. KD's going to do what KD wants to do. This is the thing with KD. He's an all-time great scorer, but he's going to do what he wants to do. He's not there to be a leader. He's not there to. He tells you that out loud. Like, I'm not a leader. Don't look for me to lead. He's going to do what he wants to do. He's not going to try to, you know. If it makes sense for, if it's convenient for him to work out with Jabari, he'll work out with Jabari.
Well, this video is from before they were even teammates. This is two off seasons ago.
What, the Banchero?
No, the Kevin Durant Jabari video.
Oh,
so
it is?
It wasn't even when they were teammates. This was before that.
Oh, wow.
Wow. He's making everybody that's.
So he only works out with guys who aren't his teammates? Is that what he does?
Apparently. I mean, it'd be nice if the Rockets had great chemistry. It appears
like that.
I think some of the guys do. Frankly, I'm worried about what's Tari Eason's attitude going to be. Tari Eason's not going to make
it.
He's not going to make it out of. He won't make it out of Rocket. He'll be moved at some time. This is a very movable contract, so Tari will be moved at some point. His contract has real value for Rafael Stone in terms of okay. Now we got to. What is he at, $18 million a year? I'm trying to remember. I think it's $18 million a year. Now we've got that number to pair with another number to get another player. This is valuable. You got Fred's number and Tari's number, you can move those two guys as a package for a player.
Well, that would have to happen with Fred this season then. He's got 1 year left, right?
Right. Right. So just remember that. But Tari doesn't seem to be real happy. Everything he does, he's not happy. Kevin Durant doesn't seem to really get down with his teammates. We'll hear the stories that, no, that's not true. They like each other a lot.
Email
will tell us that, or Phil Stone will tell us, no, what you see isn't real.
It'll come out after departure, whether it be a trade or...
It always does with KD.
Or if he actually finishes out his deal, or if things start to go really poorly for
Rockets
some reason.
Rockets won't say anything. The players won't say anything. Front office won't. But there'll be articles because they'll talk to people. That's what's going to happen. We know it's going to happen. Last year had an impact on the team. The stuff that came out obviously had an impact on the team. And we'll see how it works this year. If you're not all on the same, if you don't have a love and appreciation for each other, if you don't love the guy next to you and you want to win for him, and you don't do that teammate, you're not going to out-talent Oklahoma City and the Spurs. You're just not going to do it. I don't see it. So you're going to have something else. You're going to have chemistry. You're going to have grit, tenacity, temerity, as they may say. You have to be articulate. Apparently, that's a big one. I learned that from from a tweet. The Rockets are going to have to be special in different ways. They're going to have to play great at the end of games, be super clutch, all those things. Really get back to defense being a calling card for them. Because we'll look at the defensive numbers and say, no, Rockets are still a good defensive team. We watched them. They weren't the same on the ball. They weren't the same defensive team. Won the same defensive unit.
No.
Got to get back to some Terror Twin action between Tari and Amen. You gotta fear Amen every single game. Every single possession, Amen has to be feared. Especially if he's not going to be a plus 3 point. If he's not going to be an average 3 point shooter, then be just the nastiest on ball defender the league has ever seen. I mean, you're going to need stuff like that to get past Wimby and to get past the Oklahoma City juggernaut. That's not, at least how I see it.
Yep. 713-780-3776, the number, if you want to get in here. 713-780-3776. Let's catch up on break. We're at the halfway point of the show. We're at 8:31, so let's a quick one here. Listen tomorrow morning in the 7 o'clock hour, because we are going to give away a spot in our fantasy league. Tomorrow morning in the 7 o'clock hour, we want you to be in our fantasy league. You are going to be able to win a two-night stay at the Golden Nugget, 27th and 28th of August, $200 in food and beverage credit and dinner at the DraftKings Sportsbook. If you don't get in our fantasy league, it's okay, because you can have your fantasy league, your fantasy draft at the DraftKings Sportsbook. They've got packages available. How about this? Have a little week. Do it the weekend before the draft. Make your reservations now. You bring the wives. If they don't want to be part of the draft, or maybe they're in your fantasy league, I don't know. That's a possibility. But if they're not, they can sit by the pool. You get a cabana. You guys all play golf in the morning. And then you gamble in the casino. You go to dinners with the 12 restaurants there. I mean, what a great way to do your fantasy draft. A weekend at the Golden Nugget. And they've got packages available for you. Room packages and buckets of beer, pizzas, wings, food credits, all kinds of great stuff. It is the perfect place to have your fantasy draft. The weekend right before the NFL starts its season, go to the DraftKings Sportsbook, or you could do it 2 weeks before, whatever, whenever you want to have it. It is the Golden Nugget. Great, great, great place to get your fantasy draft on. GoldenNugget.com/Lake Charles. GoldenNugget.com/Lake Charles.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I'm looking at, and it's an interesting exercise, I'm looking at a list of AFC South positional tiers. Mm-hmm. Rankings. You caught a lot of grief.
I did?
You did.
Huh.
when you ranked, there was a possibility CJ was the fourth best.
Ooh, I caught a lot of grief.
You caught a lot of grief. Fourth best quarterback
in
the division.
Third. At the time, I said third, and I asked the question. I said, is there any chance by next year? We were talking about where they would be next year. I said, right. Is there any chance he's fourth and in? And like, oh, you're the clown. Well,
how do you have them ranked right now?
Daniel Jones getting hurt at the end of the year. God, I guess, and I am a non-believer in Trevor Lawrence. I guess I'll go Lawrence, CJ, Jones, Cam. But I think it's just completely. Boy, I mean, I don't know. We'll see. I think you could throw it up
in the air. I don't think it's clear cut.
I don't think it's clear cut at all.
Well, if Daniel Jones, let's say he stays healthy.
Daniel Jones? Well, I mean, last year I would have put Daniel Jones ahead of CJ for sure at that time we were talking. But Daniel Jones had gotten hurt by that time when I made the comment. But I was just going off the way CJ was playing. And then he actually played worse. And it didn't look like such a crazy thing to say third. People didn't like that I even had him third. I'm like, what? Daniel Jones played well last year. Trevor Lawrence didn't get off to a great start, but really finished pretty strong last year. I don't know. Daniel Jones, I mean, do it again. It's almost like, okay, yeah, you were good last year. Run it back. I got to see it again.
Yep.
He did it 1 year with the Giants. He did it for like 10 games with the Colts. Okay, do it again. And then I'll maybe believe you.
How would you rank the running backs in the division?
Jonathan Taylor,
one.
I would say, you kind of have to have, with Texans, I think you have to have running back duo. Let's see. The Jacksonville Jaguars now have Bischoff, Tootin, and somebody else. And then Titans. Who are the Titans? Pollard. It's Pollard. Do you know Pollard has four straight years of 1,000 yards rushing?
Yeah.
I didn't realize, he's one of those guys that I just don't even consider in fantasy football. And I looked at his numbers like, no wonder everyone else is bidding on him for fantasy football or drafting him. The dude gets 1,000 yards every year. Not that 1,017 games is crazy, but he also gets catches. He gets some catches too. But I would say I'm going Colts, Texans, Titans.
I'm going to tell you what, Tootin's going to have a big year.
I'm a big Tootin fan, but I want to see, they added another running back.
They added what?
They added another running back. I'm trying to see who
it's Chris
added.
Rodriguez. He was.
Oh, but they like Rodriguez.
Cohen's running back when he was at Kentucky.
Yeah, there was a reason they added him. I actually think Bischoff Tootin is underrated. I loved him coming out of college. I'm with you, John. Don't sleep on Tootin because
that guy's
track speed and he's physical.
And Rodriguez is banged up, so we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. O line.
I put Colts one. Well, I don't know. I mean, they lost Braden Smith. They'll have a rookie at right tackle. Or
who has Braden Smith?
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah.
I would say Colts probably have to be one. I don't think by a lot. I'm going to put the Texans two. I'll go Jags three, Titans four.
Okay. Wide receivers. This is interesting.
Man, this is tough.
Do you like Pierce and Downs? Do you like Myers? Oh, Parker Washington. I like him a lot.
I do too.
And
if you look at it, Brian. So you look at Brian. Not Brian. You have Parker Washington. What's his name from LSU?
You got Parker Washington, Brian Thomas
and
Jacoby Myers.
That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
I mean, Parker Washington ended up being pretty good last year.
How about Alec Pierce, Josh Downs?
They moved on from
Doolin.
They moved. Yeah, I liked it.
How about Carnell Tate, Wandale, and Calvin Ridley?
Now that could very quietly be number one. But why the Texans? I mean, Jaden Higgins. If Tank Dell's back healthy, Nico's probably the best pure wide receiver in the division. And then we add a second year for Jaden Higgins. Why not the Texans one?
Yeah, it could be.
You have a knee that exploded. that we have to see and unproven.
Did you see the videos of him?
That's fine. And you have unproven receivers. You can't put them at one until.
Well, speaking of unproven, Carnell Tate's never played a game in the league. So I can't put the Tennessee.
But you have Calvin Ridley. And who else is on there?
Wandale. I mean, whatever.
Wandale and Ridley.
Wandale ain't no big deal.
But Carnell Tate's, what, a top eight pick in the draft?
I like Carnell a lot. Wandale's just a guy to me. And Calvin Ridley, let's just see if he can stay, stay out them parlays.
I've just been told that we're just going to run the football and play defense anyway, so the receivers aren't important.
You know, Indianapolis would have probably, because Josh Downs is good. Alec Pierce really took off last year. But they moved on from, they traded Pittman. So I'm looking here. They got Akine, Nick Westbrook Akine. They've got Ashton Doolin battling. Yeah. Isn't it amazing Laquon Treadwell is still in the league? Laquon Treadwell, one of the first players who didn't run a 40-yard dash. He was considered a first-round bust. This guy's still in the league. He was drafted. That was my very first. I'm pretty sure that was the very first draft. He's 31 years old.
Now, if you said, give me 2 months and I could beat him in a race, I think I would.
Well,
I would believe that one.
This guy was limping around yesterday, by the way.
Yeah,
He's got a big scratch on his leg.
Well, that wasn't a problem. It's the bruise on the ball of my right foot. Yeah.
Why do you have a bruise on the ball of your right foot?
I got to look at it. They're probably going to give me a steroid.
Because you walked somewhere?
Oh, okay, Laquon Treadwell.
He's on a roster.
I think it's fair to say he's been on practice squads everywhere.
Yeah. He hasn't collected an offensive stat since 2023.
He's still collecting money.
So he has been a special teamer, practice squad guy.
Two, four, six. He's played on eight teams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still hanging on, though.
Still shocked he's still in here.
He must be a good guy. People like him. Keep bringing him around.
I'm a good guy.
And he may be correct.
I don't even think he's a special teams cover guy. Like, how does he keep making it?
I think people like him.
You sure he's going to make the team?
No, I'm not sure he's going to make the team. But
like, he's like their eighth wide receiver.
I'm a great guy. I'm actually a great guy.
I'm actually a great guy.
I think Laquon may actually be a great guy.
Notorious bad guy, Stephon Diggs.
Tight end room.
Oh, tight end.
I like Tyler Warren the best.
Yeah, I mean Dalton Schultz a heavy pass catcher.
Brenton Strange for the Jags. They got
Tanner Colesiole second.
Colesiole.
I like Colts, Texans.
They drafted two tight ends.
Jags and Gunnar Helm.
So here's who you're dealing with: Mo Alley Cox and Tyler Warren.
Right.
And then you've also got Will Mallory, who catches some passes. And
shout out,
Drew
Will.
Ogletree. Yeah, former Miami Hurricane. Then you got the Houston Texans. We know you have Cade Stover, who's never done anything. Marlon Klein has never done anything. But we got a heavy pass catcher. We got two.
And you got Brevin Knight. You got free access.
You got Brevin Knight. You got Brevin Jordan coming back. You've got free access. Who's free access?
Dalton Schultz.
Who do the Tennessee Titans have? Jacksonville has Brenton Strange, who's pretty good. They've added Borkature and Trey Koziel. And then the Tennessee Titans have Gunnar Helm, Daniel
Colts,
Bellinger.
Texans,
this is not a great.
Colts, Texans, Jags, and
whoever the Titans have.
Yeah, that's right.
They got Gunnar Helm.
But have you noticed Have you noticed how often we're saying Colts at the top?
Well, they have collected quite a bit of talent,
but no one really considers them.
No one respects Daniel Jones.
Is that what it is?
Of course it is.
They got a good offensive line. They got a good running back. They've got a really good tight end. They've got a good deep receiver. They got a good slot.
No one respects Daniel Jones, health wise and just talent wise.
They don't rush the passer as well as they should.
That's true.
And their secondary is not as good.
That's why they got Sauce.
Mm-hmm. Gave up two firsts for him. He better play and play well this year.
The Colts on paper, I think, are the most it's tough for the Texans defense to say anyone's the most talented team in the division. Yeah. Who isn't the Texans? But in totality as a team, the Colts have less holes, would you say? Even if they're not elite at the spots the Texans
are elite.
I think the Texans don't have a lot of holes.
I think their offensive line is a hole.
We got questions that we need to answer.
I'm just going by everyone's friend Warren Sharp. Second worst offensive line in football.
That. I don't know that.
Well, that's not true.
Well,
Warren,
we'll see.
He doesn't really know much.
I mean, you've got DeForest Buckner's getting older in the middle. Your linebacking core over there are C.J. Allen, who's a rookie. Akeem Davis Gate.
Well, we're talking about offense.
Bryce Betcher. So I'm just saying the Colts have some holes.
And they drafted A.J. Halsey, who people like.
Yeah. But you're talking C.J. Allen. You got two rookies you're adding to the defense.
Cam Bynum, Sauce Gardner. They brought
Cam Bynum's okay.
Ward's back.
Justin Whaley, they like. He's back. He was hurt last year.
Well, as far as the defense goes, the Texans have the best defensive backs, corners, safeties. They have the best defensive line in football. Linebackers, I guess. Yes, I think the Texans probably have the best of defensively. The Texans.
It's a unit anyway. We can't look at individual pieces because the Texans unit plays so swarmy, is what we're calling it. And the best unit is easily the Texans by far.
Big hits all day.
Then Jacksonville Jaguars, and then maybe the Colts, maybe the Titans. Titans had their moments last year. They got Jeffrey Simmons. I mean, Titans can be a little.
Jeffrey Simmons is a. I hate Jeffrey Simmons.
Why?
Yeah, John's always talking
because
about
Jeffrey Simmons. Because he's the best in the game. Who's going to block him?
You got Jeffrey Simmons. You got
on the Texans?
Yeah.
No one.
You have
nobody.
Nobody
can block him.
The Titans have three new starters.
I'm not a.
On the defensive line, John Franklin Myers, Jordan Elliott, Jermaine Johnson, who came over from the Jets.
I'm not a big Josh Hines Allen fan either.
Alante Taylor.
Well, name all the guys who have wrecked plays against the Texans.
It's ridiculous. Well, I mean, but now we got Braden Smith, so.
Braden Smith, the guy who's missed an average of six games a year for the last 3 years, is a lot resting on his shoulders.
It better be.
Are his shoulders healthy?
Better block Josh Hines Allen.
Or his shoulders a problem, or was his lower body? What was wrong with Braden Smith most of the time?
No one knows.
I can't remember what
it's impossible to know.
To be honest with you, I can't remember.
Yeah, it's impossible.
But this is a good exercise to kind of take a look at the division. I think from a divisional standpoint, the Colts have a lot of. The Colts look pretty good on offense on paper, but they got holes on defense. The Jacksonville Jaguars have some holes on offense, have some holes on defense, but they're pretty good in both areas. I mean, honestly, the Texans don't have hardly
solid.
Any holes on defense, and they appear to have
improved.
But the quarterback is still the question.
They've improved running
back.
They've improved offensive
deal.
Line.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
They've improved with the addition of Tank. They've improved the wide receiver room.
Braden Smith is, according to reports,
and CJ's focused now.
Tracking to be ready because he had offseason neck surgery.
Braden Smith had neck surgery?
Yes. He's tracking towards a full recovery for
He's
training
tracking?
Camp. Yeah, it's not guaranteed he'll be fully recovered by training camp. He's tracking towards that after off-season neck surgery.
Yikes. I don't like neck surgery.
I don't like
I was hoping it would, like, he had a hangnail.
No, it's much more.
Miss six games with a hangnail.
Meniscus is an easy one.
Much more serious than a hangnail.
Huh. Neck?
Yes.
I don't love that about
surgery,
it.
Even.
But sometimes it's just minor surgery.
Have you heard of a minor neck surgery before? Have you ever heard that couched that way?
Yes, I just had minor neck surgery.
You had minor neck surgery
for
a football player.
They just scoped the neck.
Yeah. Arthroscopic neck surgery?
Arthroscopic neck surgery.
Well, I slept on it wrong.
A cleanup. Just a
now,
cleanup.
That's now sleeping on it wrong. Now, honestly, could you play football if you had one of those really bad cricks in your neck?
No.
No, you'd be out.
You'd
be
have
out
to get neck
days.
Surgery. Because you slept on it wrong.
Or just go to that Thai massage place off of between Westheimer and Richmond.
Oh, yeah.
Where they basically will just give you the elbow strikes.
Well.
But they get they get your neck right,
though.
And a
whole lot more.
They get your neck right. No, that's a legit place.
Oh.
You know that. I've sent you there before.
Yeah.
They did work on you. It was good.
Yep.
I sent my guy Keith Cornelius. They do really. When I've had a neck.
It's too long.
When I've had. Will you stop? You know what? ESPN would lay you off immediately if this was TV.
Yeah. Well, he would demean people. Peter Schrager would definitely have a problem with
him. People would be writing articles about you online on Twitter. You'd be a trending topic.
We got a break because we take too long. We got a break right here.
We do take too long. We do. That is actually factual.
That's true.
Brought to you by the Capital One Saver Card. With Saver, you earn unlimited 3% cash back on dining, entertainment, and at grocery stores. That's unlimited cash back on ordering takeout from home, or unlimited cash back on tickets to concerts and games. So grab a bite, grab a seat, and earn unlimited 3% cash back with the Saver Card. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.